contraband, contraband, contraband. I got the so plug on with Hawker. Whoa, they gonna find you like Baka.
Minutes on air though.
Ooh, America, I just checked my follow and listen.
What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, he is here in the studio, Senator Michael Williams. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rashawn. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Thank you for being here. Something happened over the weekend that shocked me, and you and I exchanged some text messages. I told you how I felt about it. You told me how you felt. And do we have the clip? Okay, I want to play the clip so that I don't take anything you said out of context.
Yeah.
We want to make sure people hear it in the entirety for that subject, and then you and I are going to talk about it, okay?
Definitely.
Talk about Omarosa and this book. Yeah. She claims that she has heard the president use the N-word on recording multiple times. The president says he has it. Mm-hmm. The White House says we can't say one way or the other. She can't guarantee that there is no recording. Would it matter to you if he had?
Yes, it would matter. It would matter as an individual. Mm-hmm. It would not necessarily matter to me as the person that is running our country. The reason I separate those two is
how
I know. I thought to explain.
Okay.
He has his personal beliefs, his personal ideas, but I truly believe he is able to separate those from how he is running the country.
So you say this is an important point here.
Yeah.
That for you as a man, Donald Trump using the N-word, you personally would have a problem with that.
Yes.
But you don't have a problem with the office of the president using the N-word.
He did not use the N-word as the office of the president. In that office, he used it outside his personal life. Now, if he was president and he goes on TV and uses the N-word, yes, I would have a major problem with that. But he did it before he was president.
So it... Wait a minute. He did it before he was president, so it's okay?
Again, no, I never said it was okay. Again, it's always wrong for me individually.
Yes.
But as the president...
What is the distinction you're creating here with the N-word? That there's one situation in which I have a problem with it, but there's another one that it's okay.
No, I always have a problem with the use of it.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with Donald Trump having used it in the past as my president. I would always say using the N-word is wrong and it's bad and should never be accepted in our society. But just because he might have done it years ago, not as our president, doesn't mean that we need to continue to berate him because he used it. And also, let's go back in time. How old is Donald Trump? 70 years old?
72.
60, 50 years ago, we were not in the society that we are in now where people freely use that word.
We're not talking about a 16-year-old Donald Trump using the N-word. We're talking about potentially a 55, 60, 65-year-old Donald Trump using
Do you know how
word.
Old he is when he uses it?
I don't know how old he is.
No,
but
I don't
question
either.
Is, why does it matter
you can't
to you?
Say if he's if 16
you say,
or if he's 60,
this is not
you
where I
know.
Expected this conversation to go, Senator. So let me, I do want to go to military, but the idea that I have a state official
okay.
sitting across from me.
Senator right Williams, now. Have you ever used the N-word?
No.
Okay. I thought it was really interesting that you made a distinction between Trump using the N-word in the past and his ability to govern as president. In your estimation, it is different. Why is it different?
Well, Rashad, if you may, after that interview, obviously there was a lot of backlash, and I didn't understand it until I actually went back and watched it. And there was something in my head that was never actually said on tape or that I said that I think is very important. I said many times that it's inappropriate, you should never use that word, but I never said that if Donald Trump said it, he should apologize. I absolutely 100% believe that whether he was president or not the president, anytime somebody uses any word that's derogatory and they are now in an office of power, that the people need to be able to trust that individual and they need to be able to understand that, yes, that might have been said. And again, might have been. We still don't know if it was said. There's
well,
been no
in the interview, and all due respect, Senator, in the interview, you concluded that President Trump
I
used the N-word.
That was one of the things that I got coming back, was when I listened to it back, was that I did conclude that, and there is no evidence of that. I don't know that. Just that the way the discussion went, I said what I said. But there is no evidence that he said that. I hope he never said that. But if he did, he should definitely apologize.
Do you still stand by your summation that even if he had said it, if he apologizes, you are okay with it because it really doesn't affect his ability to govern as president.
I think the apology is the first step. The next step is we have to get comfortable that he actually means that. If he continues to do things or say things that negate that apology, then no, I would not accept that. But if he does things that help me to believe that he is truly sincere about that, then it would make a difference.
Okay, so here's where I'm at. Use of the N-word or non-use of the N-word, really irrelevant to me. Mm-hmm. Because if he uses the N-word, it is universally accepted that if a white man uses the N-word, he's a racist. How many white men you know have used the N-word that are not racist?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how many white men that I know have used the N-word. I really haven't.
You've never heard a white person use the N-word.
I didn't say I never heard it. I said I don't know. I haven't kept count of it.
All right. But every white person you have heard say the N-word, they're racist, right?
I think that's a huge jump.
How is that a huge jump, Senator? A huge jump?
Yeah.
A white man calling a black person an N-word, me saying that person is racist, is a huge jump, really.
I think today, yes. I think you go back in time when it was acceptable to say it.
When was it acceptable?
Way back in the day.
Acceptable to who? To other racists.
Sure. Well, as a society that we were in. Again,
come on, man. It was acceptable to other racists, Senator.
For me to sit here and say that just because somebody uses any slur, any derogatory slur, that they are racist. Can a black man say the N-word and not be racist?
See, I knew you were going to go there. I knew you were going to go there. Okay. You have to understand context matters. Context absolutely matters. President Barack Obama, during a very famed interview, said the N-word. He used the hard E-R when he said it. His context was completely different than, let's say, a white male using it as a way to demoralize or to diminish the worth of another race or person. You have to understand context. Context is important.
I absolutely agree with that. But why are you giving President Obama the luxury of context and not all white men? Can a white man not say the word in the right context and not be racist?
Well, let me say this. In academic settings, I have heard, I'm a professor. In academic settings, I have heard white professors utilize the word with the hard E-R, utilize the word in the proper context. Now, it still made me cringe a little, but I understood. I understood that the context was appropriate. Are you trying to tell me that if President Trump used the N-word, that he was trying to be educational?
I am not saying anything about when or how or in what manner President Trump said that. Because, one, we don't know if he did. There has been no tape that says he does. If he said it, I believe that he needs to apologize for it.
And what does the apology do?
The apology acknowledges that it was wrong. It acknowledges that he should not have said it, and it gives him an opportunity to kind of reset. Yes, he acknowledges it. I said it. I should not have said it. Please forgive me for saying it. Let me show you how I'm apologetic for it.
Let's create a scenario, okay? Let's say a tape comes out next week, Senator Williams, and this tape comes out and it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that President Trump used the N-word, and then Trump comes out and he actually does apologize. How can that apology be sincere when he has said he's never used it? He has lied. The only reason why he's apologizing is because he got caught, not because he's remorseful for marginalizing an entire group of people. In addition to that, if he thinks black people are that, if he thinks that, how can he fundamentally be fair and unbiased as leader of a diverse nation? How can he do that?
Well, if you don't mind, what would you want from him? If that does happen, what would you want that would make you...
Yeah, if he's a racist, I would like for him to resign.
Okay, but what if he's not?
But he just slings around the N-word, but he's not racist.
Again...
You got to think about this, Senator Williams.
I understand your point, but I do believe if he apologizes and he can show through his actions that he was sorry for that, I think we continue to let him be our president until election time, and then the American people can decide if he was sincere or not.
When he called African nations asshole countries, was he being racist?
No, I don't think he was being racist.
Do you think African countries are asshole countries?
I think there are a lot of countries that are not just in Africa, that are across the world, that are third world countries where people are living in poverty and are having a hard time.
When Jason Spencer, hold on, kill that music, Jared. When Jason Spencer, state representative, yelled the N-word, What were your thoughts about him?
I agree that he should resign.
Why? Why should he resign?
He is currently in office.
Yeah, so is Trump.
Not if he were to say it right now, absolutely he should resign.
Okay. So the reason why Spencer, you call for the resignation of Jason Spencer, who is a colleague and a state representative in Georgia, you will call for his resignation because he's currently serving. But doesn't this really speak to mindset, Senator Williams? If a person believes that black people are the N-word, that speaks to mindset. And how can you create policy and develop protocols in government if you believe one entire race of people are deserving of your marginalization?
I guess the underlying issue here is you are approaching this discussion as if you believe he's a racist.
I'm approaching the discussion.
I do not believe he's a racist.
Hold on, Senator Williams.
And I believe that it is possible for somebody in the past to have used the word and
Senator
they
Williams,
not be racist.
I'm approaching this as if I'm a black man. That's how I'm approaching it, okay? And so forgive me for not being as objective as maybe some others have the luxury of being. But when I hear the White House say, we really can't guarantee that there's no tape of the President of the United States using the N-word, you have to think about this. They're not saying they can't guarantee he's never said it, because I'm sure he said it at this point. They can't guarantee that there's not a recording of him saying it. A recording. The White House is saying they can't guarantee that. If you were president of the United States, could your press secretary guarantee that there's no recording of you using the N-word?
They could, absolutely.
Okay, why can't they do that for Trump?
Again, I'm not here to speak for the president.
Okay.
I don't know.
We got more on the other side. I'm glad you're here. We got more on the other side.
I respect you, man. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. 404-892-2703. News and Talk 1380 WALK. Senator Williams. All right, we're back. I have Senator Michael Williams, Georgia State Senator, a former gubernatorial candidate, and obviously a Trump supporter. He's on the show. During the weekend, he was on CNN, where he defended the possible use of the N-word from President Trump. But today he has said if Trump used that word in any fashion, that he should absolutely apologize. Senator, thank you for remaining with me on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let me ask you this. When you were on CNN, and I know you, okay? Yeah. But after I saw that interview, I said, well, man, that's silly as hell. That's what I felt, okay?
Yes.
But I decided to reach out to you directly.
I appreciate that.
Yes. Do you think, because you came across to me, man, you came across insensitive to what that word means. And it goes beyond an offense. It goes to the core of your ability or inability to be fair, as president of the United States. And when you brushed it off and said, well, listen, we can't keep judging this guy because he said the N-word or possibly said the N-word. Well, I think that came across as a very nonchalant, it really doesn't matter. You know, what if President Barack Obama at any point in his legislative or corporate career before he became a lawmaker, if he would have said the C word, or if he would have called the race of white people devils, what if he would have done that at any point in his career? Would that to you as a white American, would that have affected your view of President Trump? President Obama. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it would have. And I would have expected an apology from him. And kind of like I mentioned to you a little bit earlier, the apology is only the beginning. It's not, I said, I'm sorry, so let's just, you know, forget about the whole thing. The apology is the beginning to acknowledge that there was something that was horribly, terribly wrong that was done or said. And then there needs to be a recompense. You know, there needs to be action behind that to show and to prove to the American people that, in fact, he is apologetic for that, and that is not what is in his heart now. And then it's up to the American people come 2020 to decide if they believe that apology or not, if, in fact, he did say something.
If he is on record for saying the N-word, that's a big if, okay?
Yeah.
But if this tape does exist, as Omarosa says it does, and also as his aides.
Well, and Omarosa's never heard it. She's never heard it. She's just taking the word of somebody else.
She's taking. You are correct
on
that.
So this is like
that is a distinction that many in the media have not made. But you are correct.
Yeah.
The aides also claim that the tape exists, okay, and that recorded conversation.
But the executive producer, The Apprentice, says it does not exist.
And that's fine. They're under contract to say whatever they need to say. But if it does exist, he owes two apologies, not only the use of the N-word, but his blatant lies to the American people. That's why I would call in question any apology at this point, because if you apologize after you're caught, you have to question the authenticity of the apology, Senator.
And that's where the actions after that come into play.
What about the actions before?
I don't disagree.
What about the actions before? What about him calling African nations SO nations? What about him saying the Mexican heritage of a judge stops that judge from being impartial in his case?
Again, Donald Trump has said lots of things. I mean, we can go back to a litany of things that he said. Again, that was all when he was not president. What matters is, can he run our country fairly and equitably? Can
a racist do that?
Again, you're assuming he's a racist.
No, I'm just asking out of context. Can a racist person run the United States of America equitably?
No, a truly racist person I don't think can.
Can't do it, right?
No.
Okay. From what you said on CNN and the way you defended Trump's possible use of the N-word, do you want to apologize to black people?
Absolutely. If there are people out there that were offended by the lack of sincerity or insincerity that I appeared to have, I definitely apologize. It's never my intent to go out there and harm anybody, whether it's physically, emotionally, or mentally. And I respect all races. I respect all people. That's what makes this country and this world such a great place, is the diversity and the different challenges, the different aspects that people bring to life. It's amazing. So, yeah, definitely, I apologize. There's somebody out there that I might have offended.
Let me give you another if. If it is proven that Trump utilized this word while he was president of the United States, okay, would you be willing to call for his resignation as the governing president of this country?
If he said it as president, absolutely.
All right. There you have it. I appreciate you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you. 404-892-2703. That gets you in the conversation today. That was Senator Michael Williams, Georgia State Senator. What's next for you, man?
After this past weekend and a couple other things, you know, the deportation bus, I think I offended a lot of people with that. Anybody out there that I might have offended with the deportation bus, I apologize for that, too.
Hey, man, I saw listen, while you were running the campaign, I meant to ask you this. I never got around to it. So much was happening during that gubernatorial election. But I saw somebody take a picture of your deportation bus, and it was broke down on the side of the road. Was that real or fake?
It was real. Somebody had put in water in our gas tank.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was it's done now. It's actually in the
somebody put water in your
gas
tank.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's in the graveyard now, though. No,
oh,
no more to be seen.
Okay. Do you know who did it?
No.
He deserves an award. All right. Thank you, Senator. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.